In my lesson today, I'm going to deal again with Philip. Philip, who was once a disciple of John the Baptist, and how he became a disciple of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 1 and verse 43, the Bible tells us, the day following his baptism, the day following his come and see call to Andrew, the day following, Jesus would go forth unto Galilee and finds Philip and says to him, "Follow me." Philip's story is a story of the seeker who was found. John tells us that the day after the call of Andrew, Jesus was minded to go into Galilee, and that finding Philip, he said unto him, "Follow me." Oh, what a phrase this is. Jesus finds Philip. You'll find this transitive words many times in the Bible. Find. The first person Jesus sought was Philip, and he became his disciple. Finding implies a diligent search. Seek and you shall find. Jesus sought and found Philip, but it is evident that Philip must have been seeking for Jesus also, for he said to Nathanael, "We have found him." The seeking was mutual. Most of us can look back at the beginning of our Christian experience, and we can say, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me." Others will say, "Jesus sought me when I was in the miry clay of sin. He sought me when I was a stranger." In one case, Jesus is being sought after. In the other case, Jesus is seeking for us. Jesus told his listeners, "I have come to seek and to save that which is lost." Andrew had heard John the Baptist say, "Behold, the Lamb of God," and immediately he went out and found him. He owes his apostleship to his seeking after Christ. Philip owes his apostleship to Christ seeking after him. Jesus finds Philip. The shepherd found the sheep. The doctor found the patient. The Savior found the sinner. But whether we seek or are sought makes little difference. Jesus finds Philip. This first called disciple was not found by accident or haphazardly. In the kingdom dealings, there is no room for chance or luck. It was inevitable that Jesus and Philip should meet, and it was through direct contact that Philip was brought in. No friends introduced him. Philip was one like Simon, who had looked for the consolation of Israel. Philip's ear was open, his heart was ready, and once the divine voice was heard saying, "Follow me," the Savior and the sinner went off together. Among saints today, there are those who were acted on by Christ without any known instrumentality of men, and they became his disciple there and then, as Philip did. Philip had the distinction of being the first call to discipleship. While Andrew and Peter was the first to come to Christ, they remained in their trade until some years later when they were called to discipleship. But Philip, as soon as he was found, followed. Let us notice the order of the seeking and finding. After having found the Messiah, Andrew finds Simon. Later, Philip finds Nathanael. Throughout the Bible, there is a connection between seeking and finding. If you seek him, he will be found of you. "You shall seek and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Seek and you shall find. I am found of them that sought me not. Seek ye the Lord while he shall be found." Just as certainly as day follows the night, So he that seeketh finds. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.